Hi, Rebels. Welcome to the Mind Body Podcast, your rebellious podcast with me, your host, Maria, where it is all about the strong body, calm mind, healing, and fully living. And today, our treat is Heather Markham, who is making waves for good by helping companies with projects which solve disability issues. Heather, it is such a pleasure to have you here today. Thank you for making the time to be here with us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Maria, for having me. I love being here.
Yes. Heather, we met through Authority Magazine and doing an Authority Magazine interview, and I love your interview. I love your positivity, your passion, your perspective on things. And before we dive and have a fabulous conversation, let's get to know who Heather is. So give us three words that give us a little bit of a background of who you are, a little bit of a story behind each word.
Sure. So I'm courageous. You know, trying to define courageous and trying to identify myself as courageous is either really, really brave or really, really stupid. I don't really know which. But I've come a long way. I have a progressive muscular dystrophy, and it's courageous to stand up to the medical professionals and say, there is something wrong here. And believe it until I got someone to say, oh, you know what? There's something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. Something we can see, something we can diagnose. And so it's really an act of rebellion and an act of courage to stand up and say, I know my body. I know something's off. Until you find someone who will actually pay attention to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm an advocate. I've been working in the field of assistive technology for 15 years. And assistive technology can be as simple as the eyeglasses you're wearing. Mm-hmm. Out to something as ridiculous, well, not ridiculously, but exceedingly fancy. Like I sit on a very high-tech power wheelchair and I drive a very, very high-tech van. Those are also assistive technologies. And then there's everything in between. My last word is loved, and it's kind of the last word about everything, right?
Loved.
And I know that I am loved fiercely by my family and my friends, and it is their fierce love that helps me be brave and go out and live out my most amazing dreams.
That's almost making me choked up, Heather. Love is powerful.
Love is powerful.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be romantic love, right? It can be family love. It can be spiritual love.
Yeah. Love is love, and love is high vibrational. And love helps us be brave, especially yeah. Those moments where life serves us surprises that we don't expect and challenges us in ways we don't expect. Heather, share a little bit about your story. And it's a truly inspiring story.
Thank you. So I was raised in a military household. I had a normal childhood, although tripping over my words, I'm going so fast. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're excited.
I am excited. I was raised in a military family and we moved around a lot. And there was no hint that something was medically wrong with me, except that I was my mom's clumsy child, tripping, mm-hmm. falling down, getting hurt a lot, getting hurt often, getting hurt big in ways that nobody understood. Mom didn't know how I could roll off the couch at the age of 2.5 and break my collarbone. I
mean, oh, wow.
Kids are supposed to be bouncy. I was not a bouncy child. I was a mm-hmm. trip and fall down and get hurt child. But I was an athlete and I was a tennis player. And in my early 20s, I noticed something started going very wrong. And it took 12 years before I was diagnosed with a progressive muscular dystrophy. And that was
so tell us a little bit about what that is, Heather.
Oh, sure. So you're aware of ALS.
Yeah.
And Duchenne. Those are both forms of muscular dystrophy. Okay. So this is a video podcast. So I'm going to do a little bit of show and tell. So in order for me to touch, so let's touch our noses together. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, that involves lean and lean and hold and touch. So for me, I'm 33 years. Oh my gosh, I'm 55 these days. So I'm 33 years into the awareness of the progression. And so my hips and shoulders are very, very weak and getting weaker. And it was a while after I was diagnosed before I had my genetics tested. And so they actually sent my DNA off to France. Go figure, it's in France. And what they determined was that the type of muscular dystrophy that I have means that the protein, which creates the Band-Aid, when you tear a muscle that's going to heal that muscle up, my body just doesn't make. And so for every muscle that's ever been torn in my body trying to get stronger, because that's its natural workings, doesn't work for me. That muscle has stayed torn. So weaker is weaker. It's like a really slow downhill slide, and I can do a little bit of maintenance. Like I can work to build a muscle a little bit, just not to the point of tearing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I can do little things to get stronger. Standing helps, that kind of stuff. But I'm never going to be able to pull off that amazing video that you put up on LinkedIn where you did that back bend over the thing and the handstand into the splits. Okay. Like that's just way outside my skill set. And it's something that I've had to come to grips with, right? You have to figure out how to be resilient, how to be rebellious in those ways, right? Where you just say, okay, this is what's going on with me. And I am okay with the fact that I'm never going to meet your standard. I'm never going to be able to be your level of core strong, although my core is still my strongest part. Okay. But I have to be okay with that. And that's how that works.
And let's talk about that part, because I think, Heather, that is the powerful part, because many who are diagnosed with such a condition, it would affect your mental health. It would affect you from an isolation standpoint, right? It can easily take you down.
It can. And when I was first diagnosed, I cried for days. Like, I'm so far past diagnosis because I got diagnosed in 2002. Mm-hmm. And I really did sit home and cry for a few days. Because I was in my 30s and I saw everything that I thought I wanted mm-hmm. disappearing, being ripped out from underneath me. And so it's like, well, am I going to sit home and cry for the rest of my life, or am I going to stop that because I'm boring myself and figure out what it is that I can do within the limitations that I have?
And that's when you chose to be courageous.
It is, you know, and it's a matter of deciding who I am.
Yeah. It's a brave decision. And, you know, it's important to know the choice that you're bringing up there, because you have chosen to not only be who you are, which is a rebellious thing in itself, but to also inspire and change the world in the most positive ways, despite, you know, that was like brought you out to your calling, I guess.
Thank you. Yes, it really did, because it helped me understand, right, a lot of things, including I can never be in your shoes. Mm-hmm. And you can never be in mine, right? The best that I can do is figure out how to empathize, right? Mm-hmm. And I was looking at the questions that you sent over. So I'm just going to jump right in. Like, I rebelled against the fact when someone said to me, by the way, your disability is your credibility. I was so angry about that. I don't want my disability to be my credibility when I go talking about assistive technologies or when I go talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act and those things. But it is true.
Yeah.
And the reality is that my big rebellious act in that is that we decide who we are before anybody else does.
Yeah. And owning your story, how powerful is that?
Yes, it absolutely is.
Yeah. Because we all have a story that's different and unique to us. But we can inspire so many through our story because there's so many who can relate to you. There's so many who can relate to me and to somebody else. And just because, go ahead.
Sorry. And I can find things in your story that inspire me.
Vice versa.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was very inspired by you, you know, your sharing, your interview and your story and what you, the choices that you have made. They're brave choices and it's truly inspirational. And I think it also, it's a testament to the power of our mind and the power of the choices that we make for the life that we live, despite what life brings to us. And sometimes it's lighter than others. Sometimes our battles are different than others, but you have chosen to shine and to shine bright. Yeah. So congratulations for that, Heather.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's hard.
Yeah. But you're doing it.
I am doing it. And I was at work and this gal said to me, I just need to bring my husband to see you. He has PTSD and he's down all the time. And you're just so positive and you're up all the time. And I said to her, I'll be happy to talk to your husband, but please understand something. I'm at work. You don't see me at home.
Mm-hmm.
At home is where I get to be unhappy, where I get to have the space to decompress, right? Where I don't have to have my public face on. So while I'll be happy to talk to your husband, you might understand that you're being given the privilege of seeing his down space, his down time.
Yeah.
And she went,
so that's really important to talk about, Heather, because I was having a conversation with a client today. It's amazing how these conversations like are on the same days when I'm talking to somebody about the same thing. I frequently get asked, are you always happy? And the answer is no, I am a human and I experience the same emotions, maybe to a different degree as you. I have, what's different is that I'm so aware that I'm, when I feel myself slipping down and feeling going into the rabbit hole, I have tools to pull myself up. So instead of tanking down, my downs maybe are not as deep as yours, but I'm very intentional to, and I don't pretend. I mean, I have shitty days. I have days that I cry. That's part of being human. But do I choose to stay down there? No, I choose to find ways to rise up. What are your tools to keep yourself upbeat? Because we also know it's not healthy to pretend, right? It's not healthy to pretend you're happy when you're not. So what are your tools to keep your energy up so that you have, you know, so it can overflow from a cup full?
Right. Thank you for asking. My tools are allowing myself to take the time that I need, that my body needs. My body needs a lot of regenerative time. And one of the tools that keeps me healthy is not trying to keep up with the people who are out there being really physically active, but to really honoring my body's need of, I need to do edema therapy. So I do those squeezy leggy thingies that you have in the hospital. I have a home set. Yeah. I do that an hour at a time, 3 days a week. I have to be in bed to do that. And then because I spend all of my days sitting, my body very much lives at a 90-90 angle, like you're sitting in a chair all the time. Mm-hmm. And so one of the tools to keep me healthy and to keep my mind healthy is just to say, okay, I'm going to take this downtime and to spend an hour face down on my bed so that I can, so I can use gravity to flatten me out. And I have a fiance now, which is
congratulations.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I could talk about him forever. And we will eventually, he's also my high school boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a whole episode in itself.
That's a whole episode. And when he and I write our story, because he's a college professor.
Okay.
When he and I write our story, we will be back.
All right. I like that. I'll put that down. Yes, you
can. Awesome. I allow myself to be seen by him. That's one of the tools that keeps me healthy, is he sees me cry a lot. And I said, you're the only person that I'm this vulnerable with. So I'm sorry that I cry a lot, but no one else gets this part of me. I don't show my daughter. I don't show my personal care attendant. I certainly don't show my dad. No. But I have a lot of different people on my team, and all of them play different roles. You know, you've got I have a friend who I characterize as Disneyland, and another friend I characterize as a rooftop bar. Like, she's really super cool, right? My daughter is my secret keeper. She's a daughter from another mother. So she's chosen family, right? Mm-hmm. And then I have a friend who's a stabilizer.
Okay. So you have different roles within your tribe which serve different needs.
Right. And I don't know who I am for some of them. We may not have the same role in each other's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, that's part of what is one of my tools, right? Because those people help keep me sane. And when I'm spiraling, I call my stabilizer.
Yeah. You have the support system, which is so important. I mean, the tribe, the community, the support system is so important for our well-being, physical, mental, emotional well-being. And the other great point that you make, once again, was talking to a client today who is recovering post-surgery, and she's getting impatient, you know, with her body and the recovery process, and reminding her, it's okay, you are strong, you will be strong again. Give your body the time and space to heal, right? And strength for all of us is a different thing, and that's okay. But it's honoring what your body needs right now, today, whether it's, you know, to get the massage or to do some light exercise or to move or to do the massages. Excuse me. I am so sorry. But honoring your body to what it needs are, it's a powerful thing to do.
It is powerful, and it's very, very difficult to do.
Yes.
Because we're surrounded all the time by media.
Yeah.
Right? Which says young and strong and beautiful and moving and healthy. That's what's healthy, is young and strong and beautiful and moving. Right?
And know what?
But you healthy have a message.
Yes. You have a message. Look at your message. Look how powerful your message is.
Yes.
You are beautiful and vibrant and strong, right? Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we had such good laughter even before we started. You are an inspiration to me and to so many who are listening now. So honoring that and owning that is so important.
Thank you. I think we should do that thing that we were talking about beforehand.
Do we share what that is, or do we keep it as a secret?
Oh, we might have to just let that be a teaser. And so then we can advertise it for the next go round. How's that?
That's when you and your fiance come on board. He'll be
I don't know that he'll be into that at all, but we'll try.
Or he might be all over it, you know. But
oh, you never know.
Heather, let's start wrapping up. Tell us a piece of advice or a favorite quote that you have to leave us with.
So my one piece of advice is to find your team. I talked a little bit about my different friends and the different roles that they have, but I have a friend. And when I was really upset about the fact that I needed help to get into my wetsuit so that I could go surfing, and yes, I'm a surfer. Yes, I lay down on a surfboard and just, I don't surf the web. I surf water, and I've surfed Hawaii. you know, I said, I'm really unhappy about needing all this help. And she said, let's talk about astronauts. I was like, I'm griping about the fact that I'm a person who uses a wheelchair and I need help into a wetsuit. And you want to talk about astronauts. And she said, I do. Tell me about astronauts. Are they the most fit people on the planet? I said, yes. She said, are they the most independently capable people on the planet? I said, yes. And she said, do you think that they can get into their little bunny suits all by themselves? I don't know. And she's like, no, they do not. They do not. Astronauts need help getting dressed to go on their mission. You are going on a mission on your surfboard. You need help getting into your wetsuit. And I have to tell you, Maria, that was quite a few years ago. Like right now, my mission is getting dressed for the day. Sometimes I can accomplish that by myself. Sometimes I need help. And I have local people that I can call, you know, in a 5-minute emergency and go, oh my gosh, I'm going on a podcast in 5 minutes and I need help doing this. Otherwise, like all craziness is going to happen. And so find your team.
Yeah.
Understand that everyone needs help at some point in some measure.
Yes.
Good to accept it.
And I do have to pause there and say, what I say when I hear the story that you shared is, you say, I need help getting dressed. I say, girlfriend, how many people get on a surfboard and get in the ocean and surf?
Not many.
So I think that's a good perspective to keep.
Thank you.
It's so easy to get into the negative.
Right.
Right. And it sometimes takes to change the perspective, like your friend changed your perspective with the story on astronauts. Right. Yeah. Okay. Heather, what's your definition of rebellious? I mean, we know why you're here. We know you're a rebel. What's your definition of rebellious?
How about if I give you my definition of a rebel?
Go for it.
I'm going to define myself as a rebel, which is believing that my disability doesn't make me a sad sack. And it doesn't make me an object of pity just because I use technology.
Love it. Love it. You're owning it. And you're such an inspiration and bright light. Heather, thank you so much for being here. Where can people find you? Where can people follow you? Social media, website?
Sure. So I'm on Facebook at Heather C. Markham. And there's the same picture that's on my book. Okay. I'm very, very blonde in that picture. So if you find the blonde one, that's my professional Facebook page. I'm on Instagram at Heather C. Markham. Okay. My website is www.makingwavesforgood.com. Okay. And from there, you can link out to all of my other projects.
Awesome. Heather.
My book, Rough Waters. Oh, sorry. My book, Rough Waters. From Surviving to Thriving with a Progressive Muscular Dystrophy, is available everywhere you can buy books.
Amazon, the bookstore, everywhere.
Is Amazon and everywhere online.
Is it digital and print?
So it's an ebook and it's a hard copy. Yep.
Fantastic. Heather, thank you so much for being here with us today. Rebels, do hope you're equally inspired as I am. And I hope this is a fantastic reminder to you that you can do anything that you set your mind to. You can choose to be courageous like Heather did. If you have any questions for Heather, please make sure that you ask them, make sure that you follow her. Heather, thank you once again for being here. And you rebels, make sure to stay rebellious. See you next time.